When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. You're in the listen-in lounge right now with Jay Bromley, former Syracuse Orange defensive lineman, has played up and down the defensive line and right now is being looked at as a defensive tackle for the NFL draft. But before the draft, Jay Bromley will be at the NFL Combine, one of a select few to be invited to the NFL's Combine in Indianapolis, one of the biggest accomplishments, I think you can say, when it comes to Jay Bromley, to have him have this opportunity, this extra opportunity that some players are given to get in front of the NFL before the draft. And I'm happy to have the opportunity to have Jay Bromley on before he heads to the Combine. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Jay. And you know, being a part of the NFL Combine, what does this mean to you that you have this extra opportunity that you'll be able to be in front of these NFL teams and that you're not one of the guys that's, you know, I mean, there's so many players out there that have their film, which is great, but you have the opportunity to have your film plus this opportunity that's going to go a little bit further. What does that mean to you?
It's just a blessing, you know, just to get to this point and work so hard and see your hard work starting to pay off. You know, it's just another opportunity to go out there and show what I can do. You know, things I'm going to do are not, you know, technically football. Well, I guess they're football related, and I'm looking forward to going and just showcase what I can do to the best of my ability. It's just another opportunity I've been blessed with.
Jay, when you look at this opportunity to be in front of the NFL at the NFL Combine, when you know all the different things that you're going to have to do, all the different skills you're going to have to show, what have you done to prepare yourself for what they're going to ask of you?
I've been here at API in Florida working extremely hard with some great coaches. And I've done everything I believe to prepare myself, you know, trying to get my body in better shape. And then just working hard at all the technical things that make you better. The little you know, inches here, inches there that can make a big difference in all the things you do at the Combine. So me just focusing on those things and working on repetitively is really what I hope, you know, shows on, you know, the Combine days.
When you look at the coaches you've been able to work with down in Florida, who are some of those coaches that you really feel like have helped you make positive improvements on your game?
You know, I got a few coaches, the strength coach down here, Coach Anthony, and, you know, the speed coach, Coach JP, you know, Fred Robbins. Been helping us out a lot, a long time, you know, NFL player, with the Super Bowl with the Giants. You know, those guys really not only help build the physical aspect of what we have to do, but the mental, how to prepare for it mentally and how to go about this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that not many people get blessed with, you know. So, you know, even though it is a job, you know, it is like going out for a job, but at the same time, you know, take it for what it's worth and try to enjoy it and make the most of it.
Jay, when you look at your schedule that you have coming up for the NFL Combine, what does it look like for you? I know you get there on Friday, and then your big skills, basically the challenge, if you want to call it that, you'll have the opportunity to showcase your skills on Monday. What does your schedule look like as a whole in those days in between as well?
I know when I get there, the first couple of days are all, you know, mental, basically. It's all, you know, different type of physical examinations and then, you know, psychological testing and things like that. All those things to see where your head's at. You know, I'm cool with those things, you know, and just be patient and know that there's going to be long days and just, you know, take it all in, you know, make sure I have my music with me to keep me calm and just, you know, take those days as they come. And then when we're going, you know, on Sunday when we start doing the bench and all that stuff, you know, I prepare the best way I can to perform the best way possible. So hopefully I can put up some good numbers there. And then if it comes Monday when the 40s and all the other different physical tests are going to be done, a lot of people dwell on the NFL Combine, but all the physical things are only really one day, you know, out of the 4 days that you're there. And you just have to, you know, you've been preparing for this for a month or more, ever since the season ended, so you're more than ready.
when you look at, when you talk about the psychological testing that you're going to have in the first few days, what does that entail? What do you know about what, you know, they might ask of you psychologically?
I just know, like, the Wunderlich test, you know, that's a big part of, you know, the combine as well. You know, some psychological tests to see how you think and how quickly you think and what ways you work best for you to learn different things, you know. I just think that those things are necessary for them to understand, you know, how to get the most out of individuals.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Now, Jay, I want to do something with you that I had the opportunity to do with your former teammate Jerome Smith as well, and that's do a little bit of rapid fire, where you're going to be sitting down with general managers, owners, presidents, scouts of NFL teams that are going to be asking you questions. So if you allow me to do this, I would like to kind of put you in that gamut right now and start off with this rapid fire and give you the opportunity to kind of get a little bit of practice in here. And first and foremost, Jay, what is the most difficult thing that you've ever had to endure on the field?
Just fighting through little nicks here and there. I remember the Boston College game this past season. I hurt my shoulder. I sprained my shoulder a little bit, my elbow a little bit. And I really couldn't use that arm really for most of the second half. But you know, I had pride on the line, and I knew this game we needed to win to go to a bowl game and to extend my season with my brothers. So I did everything in my power to stay on the field. I played the whole game. I never told coach anything because I knew what was on the line and I knew what I wanted to do. It was hard, but at the same time, it was worth it. It was a warrior mentality, and I fought through it.
With having a sprained shoulder, with having a sprained elbow in that game against Boston College, you said you didn't tell coach, you went out there, you stayed in the game, you played the whole game. I was there watching you in the game, and you wouldn't have known it from watching you. How did you fight through that pain? How did you just find a way to battle through the physical pain that you were feeling?
Those things are not that big to me, man. Ever since I got to college, man, I had to fight through different things and all the little nagging injuries and things like that. So those things don't really matter to me. And I know my teammates rely on me, and I know I have, you know, people counting on me to do my job. And when I know that's behind me, it makes me work harder. It makes the pain go away. You know, I can shrug those things off no problem. You know, when I'm out there on the football field, I'm a warrior, and I'm leading my team. I'm the general out there. I'm making sure that everybody's lined up, and I want to make things happen. And with that mentality, I go out there and give it everything I got. I'd rather die on the field than sit there and regret on the sideline.
die on the field instead of regretting and sitting on the sideline. Your team needs you in a game. There's one possession left. You've been in these situations before. You're on defense. There's one possession left. Your team's up by 2 points, and you have that last possession that you need to stop the opposing team in order to win the game by those 2 points. What do you say to your fellow defensive linemen and the defense as a whole before you go out there for that last possession?
One stop. All we need is one stop, man. We've been doing it all year. We fought this hard for one play. One play. You can do anything. You can do anything. If one play, 5 seconds, you can do anything for 5 seconds. You can hold a bear in the headlock for 5 seconds. Let's go, fellas. Like, you going to let him block you for 5 seconds? You going to let him block you one last time? I ain't getting blocked one last time. He can't block me. He won't block me. You know, and I'm going to lead by example. I'm like, all right, I'll see you there. I'm going to be there. I don't care who's in front of me. They're not going to block me. Not if it's one play for me to get.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel. The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSIG Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSIG Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
You go up against Jameis Winston, Taj Boyd, two guys that have been talked about around the country, national media following them. When you went up against Jameis Winston and Taj Boyd, you looked poised. You looked like you knew exactly what you were doing. How do you keep your mentality strong, and how do you keep yourself from kind of feeding into the frenzy that was around those quarterbacks when you faced them?
Not even paying attention to all that hype and stuff. Realizing, watching film, and understanding the type of individuals they are, and respecting their game, but understanding the type of player I am. To be a great player, you have to have idiotic confidence. You have to believe in yourself more than anybody else. You can be on the stage with the best players in the world, and you have to believe that you're the best player on that stage. And that's my confidence. You have to prove to me that you're better than me. Even if you did, I'm going to work more harder because I believe I'm better than you. I'm going to be better than you. So going out there against those guys, it was like, I'm going to get to these guys, period. I'm going to get to you. I had a mark this year that I felt like I wanted to hit every single quarterback I wanted to get. Everybody had to know about me. Everybody had to feel me at some point in time during that game. You know, win, lose, or draw. And I just tried to keep that throughout the whole season.
Do you feel that every quarterback got to know you in your senior season?
I believe so. I believe there's only one quarterback I feel like I didn't really get a piece of like I wanted to, and that was against the Maryland game. That was the only quarterback I feel like I didn't hit like I wanted to. You know, I missed my sack on him. Other than that, every other quarterback felt me.
When you say that every other quarterback felt you, when you know that Jameis Winston, Heisman winner, national champion, obviously that was a game that Syracuse took a pretty big defeat in, but you didn't mention that he was someone that didn't feel you. What do you think you got from your experience from Jameis Winston, and why do you think he felt your presence?
Because I was getting in the back, so I felt like going against Florida State and all that they were, they're, you know, fantastic football team, but I belonged on the field with them. I didn't feel like I didn't belong on the field with them. I could play with them any day of the week at any time of the day. And I believe I knew that, and their offensive line knew it too. So they played a great game, and they did what they could do, and you know what their talent, you know, let them do. But I got to Jameis Winston. You know, I did the best I could for my football team, and I just left it all out there.
Off of the field, but in the locker room, what was one of the most difficult things that you had to overcome at your time in Syracuse? In the locker room, one of those moments that maybe the team was down or the team felt like maybe they didn't have the mentality there to win the game. What was one of the most difficult moments you ever had in the locker room at Syracuse?
Difficult moments in the locker room at Syracuse. I believe the great thing about this team, I feel like over the past years, is that when we got into the locker room, the demeanor of the coaches and sometimes, you know, the players most of the time, and sometimes the coaches of, you know, we're not defeated. You know, we might be down, but we're not defeated. Keeping a quiet confidence about ourselves and encouraging each other and making sure we went out there and we played ball no matter what the score was. I think that was a beautiful thing. I always, when I walked into the locker room, the score was 0-0. No matter what we were leading by, no matter what we were losing by, when we left that locker room, it was 0-0. And if not 0-0, they were upset. They were up more, so we had to go out there and fight and be more hungry. I really enjoyed the mentality of my team over the 4 years because we were fighters, and that was easy for a person, even any kind of leader, to adapt.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
What was the best thing that you've ever learned from Scott Schaefer?
Dave, just, I already had the mentality of a tough guy and always fought through things and things of that neighborhood, but just, you know, I guess the hard-nosed mentality, I suppose, you know, that's what Schaefer, you know, harps about the most, and just, you know, really being a hard worker, a blue-collar guy, no matter what your talent level is.
When Scott Schaefer moved from your defensive coordinator to your head coach, what was your response to that? How does a defensive player like yourself adapt to the fact that your coordinator is now leading the entire team?
It's a shift, but you don't get to, like, you know, get coached by him as often, but you know, you feel him more around the whole facility. You can feel his personality more on the team because the team develops that mentality of confidence. You know, that swagger that he has, that swagger that he instills in us to the defense. The whole team started to have that. And I believe, like, next year when they have, with the recruits they're having and the people they have coming back, the swagger, you know, is going to be ridiculous with the type of confidence and his coaching staff.
Out of everyone that you've ever played with at Syracuse, who do you feel you learned the most from?
Deion Goggins. Deion Goggins. I have to say Deion Goggins hands down, man. He was the older brother to me. And he taught me a lot, and I appreciate him for that, you know. He always told me that, you know, he told me how good I was going to be, you know, and I always took it one ear and not the other because I knew I had to work, but he knew that. He knew that I wasn't going to just take him saying, I'm going to be good, and just sit on that, just expect to be good. He knew that I was going to work hard no matter what, and he taught me as an older brother, as someone I look up to, and taught me right from wrong on and off the field, and I appreciate that.
Who's one player, or maybe more than one player, that you feel you've left a lasting impression on at Syracuse based on the person that you are and the player that you are?
I mean, I would like to say Eric Kroom. Hopefully, I've left a good enough impression on him, you know, to want to be a better player and change, you know, and grow up and mature a little bit, you know, so he can be the caliber player that he's capable of becoming. And Michael Robinson, man, that's another guy that's like my brother, and me and him have been up and down through everything together, and it's just beautiful that you know, he's growing up into the player that he is, and I've seen him grow like I grew, and because we came in together, and I just, you know, I love seeing him get better and work hard.
You say that you and Michael Robinson have been through ups and downs. What are some of those ups and downs that you've had to endure together, and how has it helped you to become a better person and a better player?
Just coming in as freshmen the way we did, we probably came in around the same weight, you know, like the same size, but, you know, they threw me in and made me play defensive tackle, and they made him play defensive end, you know. But then, you know, and that was an adjustment for both of us, you know, coming from college, you know, where the competition was so much more stiffer. And then, you know, over the years, and sometimes they would throw him in at three technique, and he would hate it, you know. And then, he didn't like playing this time, and I would joke on him about it. You know, and then all the summer runs, and then if I wanted to work extra, I'd be like, man, listen, let's get this extra work in. If you wanted to do it, he was down for it, you know? Or we all playing basketball. All the things that, you know, you go through growing up as a young man throughout your 4 years or 5 years of college, me and that guy went through together, and that's really what built out, you know, brotherhood.
Off the field, Jay, what is the hardest thing that you've ever had to overcome as far as adversity?
I mean, I think my whole life is been about adversity. Football is my oasis. Football is my paradise. Football is everything to me. Football is where I don't have to think about nothing else is going on in my life. Because if my life now was molded by what I grew up around and how I grew up, I wouldn't be where I am now. I didn't have my parents growing up. Both my biological parents are alive still, and I don't talk to either one of them. You know. I've seen some wild things growing up in Jamaica, Queens, and I've been a part of some things that, you know, weren't the best things to be a part of. So, you know, and I feel like just making it out of where I'm from is a blessing in disguise. Now being able to, you know, live my dream and have the opportunity to play in the NFL and then have my college degree, those are beautiful things that I can, you know, fall back on for not only myself but my family.
Jay, you say both of your biological parents are alive, but you don't talk to either one of them. How does that affect your life, or does it affect your life?
It doesn't affect me, man. From a young age, man, I was kind of cold. I'm really cold to an extent, and I'm just really learning to kind of get out of that because I'm just so much growing up. Like, I used to have fighting and anger problems, and then I just had to really learn to just keep it in. So I hide that with laughter and pain. I mean, I hide those things because I much rather laugh and smile and joke around and be goofy, you know what I'm saying, than sit there and be the guy that's always getting in the fights and be a hothead. I've been that when I was younger, and it did do nothing but get me in trouble, you know. So I don't think about those things, man. I'm more of a right now, this moment kind of guy. I don't think about who's in the world. I don't think about who think about me, man. I love my mom. My aunt, my uncle, that's my mom and my dad. I love them to death. I love my three sisters. You know what I'm saying? I love the people that love me. And they know I do, and I don't have to call them and tell them that. But they know my personality, and I'm just a right in the moment kind of guy.
your aunt and your uncle who have become your mother and father, what do you want them to know about you and how you feel about them?
I just want them to know that I appreciate everything they did for me. They didn't have to take me in, you know, when I was 3 months old, you know, a little, you know, young drug baby. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't have to, you know, take care of me the way they did and put all that money, time, and effort into me as if I was their own and raised me no different. And my grandmother that passed away that raised me until I was 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know that I love them, I appreciate them, and I'm working hard. And, you know, I'm just living life, you know, flaws and all, and trials and tribulations, and I'm just blessed for this opportunity, so hopefully I can help them out.
What would Grandma say to you right now if she was standing in front of you?
Oh, man, that's tough. I don't know, man. Like, she's so funny, man. I mean, that's why I get a lot of my jokes from, man. She, I don't know what she would say, man. I know it would be something, because I remember growing up, she always wanted me to push a pen. She always wanted me to sit behind the desk and make money. But she didn't want me doing what she did. She had to scrub the floors and stuff and work hard labor to make money. And it's funny how I go completely opposite and using my body is the main way I'm going to make money now. But as long as it made me happy, I know that it will make her happy. And I don't really know what she would say, but I know she'd be smiling.
Now, I have a grandmother that's just turned 97 years old, and she, her comedy, and I mean, when I hear you say that, you know, that's where you get a lot of your jokes and your, and you know, the comedy that you have in your life from, I can't help but think of my grandmother and what she's meant to my life. When you look back on your times with your grandmother, you know, this is a sentimental thing for me as well. What are some of the best memories that you have with your grandma?
Just her mouth. You know, how real she was. Like, you know, even like my girlfriend now hates my mouth and how I say some things outlandish. But the reality of the situation is I learned it from one of the best women. The one woman that I love more than any woman in the world, and she's not even here anymore. The woman that knew me the best out of anybody. And I remember everything she said to me. I remember all the time she talked to Joseph last and what she said to other people. And she had a reckless mouth, but she was going to tell you how she going to tell you like it is. She wasn't going to sugarcoat it. She was going to let you know exactly how she felt. And that was the blessing of her honesty, you know. And I just learned that from her. And I realized how much I loved her for that, because that kind of honesty you don't get in a lot of places.
You know, Jay, I mean, I know you and I have talked over the years, but I never met your grandmother, and you haven't met mine. If I'm sitting back here laughing, because if you could describe any woman, I mean, you just described my grandmother. I mean, I told my fiance, I said, she's the best person I know. She's the best woman that I've ever met in my entire life. And the reason why I'm marrying the woman I'm marrying is because she's similar in that respect to my grandmother. But my grandma's no holds barred, say what she wants to say. She told me she's gotten to a point in her life where she's allowed to talk how she wants to talk because she's been on the earth so long. And, I mean, I can't help but appreciate what you just said, because she is the exact same way. I mean, the things that come out of her mouth, they're real, you know, and people might not appreciate certain things, but, I mean, I can't help but love her for who she is.
Exactly. You can't. I know you can't. You can't buy that kind of time on this earth and the amount of knowledge that they know, and they deserve to say what they want to say.
Absolutely. And Jay, before I let you go here, a couple more questions that I think are important for you. When you look at yourself, when you look in the mirror, who do you see when you look in the mirror, and is it better than what you saw in the past?
I see a young man. I see a young man that has grown a lot, you know, before my own very eyes, before a lot of people's very eyes, you know, and I try to instill things in me that the people I care about most told me. My coach that passed away 2 springs ago, my coach Rudy always told me to be humble, you know, and I want to keep that. My grandmother told me be prideful. I want to be prideful in everything that I do, and I want to be real. I want to be honest. I don't want to have to change for anybody, you know. My grandmother always told me, in my eyes, I can look at whatever I want. As long as I keep my feet and my hands to myself, I'm good, you know. So I just feel like I'm a young man, and I have a lot of flaws, and I have a lot of learning to do. But I'm looking forward to taking it one day at a time and going through every mistake and just figuring it out.
Are you better now? When you look in the mirror, are you a better man than what you were?
1,000 times better man than what I was. But at the same time, I'm nowhere near where I need to be, you know. And that's the beauty of life. I mean, I am a much better man than I was 2 years ago. But as far as knowledge, as far as just being a man, but I'm nowhere near where I need to be. And that's just the process of becoming a man.
When it comes to your life, do you have faith as a part of your life? Is God a part of your life? Is there something about you that believes in a higher power that's helped to kind of guide you in the right direction?
Yes, I believe in God tenfold, and I believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that He has a plan for me and a plan for everyone, and everything is going to happen the way, you know, He scripts it out to. You know, we have to, we can't ask God for a house, you know, not bring any bricks, you know. So we have to, you know, put forth effort to be better as well, but everything happens for a reason. And I just trust in Him more than anything else, because I know there's been times where I thought I wasn't going to get through things. I thought I wasn't going to make it, and He figured it out. So I just keep faith in that.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
What's the best thing that ever happened to you in your life?
Going to Syracuse University, playing in the All-Star game, and being blessed enough to play in the All-Star game, having no scholarship offers, and being able to play the way I did to earn the scholarship. Because if I didn't earn that scholarship, I don't know. I know my work ethic is where it is, what it is. But if I had to go back to the, you know, back to the hood and stuff, I don't really know what would happen.
Syracuse University, obviously, where you ended up. Go back to that first moment when Syracuse offered you an opportunity to play for them. Go back to your recruiting days and what was going on with you at the time that Syracuse said, "Jay Bromley, come play for us."
Well, I wasn't recruited by Syracuse at all. So it was never like they came into my high school and talked to me. It wasn't even like I don't even think I got letters from Syracuse. But it was just I was blessed enough to be able to play in the All-Star game, the Empire Challenge, the best players in New York City versus the best players in Long Island, in which my head coach told me I barely made that cut. And I barely made the cut. And then all the players on stage, I stood on stage and I told myself, I'm going to be the best player on this stage. And when I did that, I prepared like it. I worked hard every night. My mom saw me doing push-ups in the hallway, 200 push-ups a night. I'm going in the basement for hours. All I had was dumbbells. And I'm doing push-ups and dumbbells every night. I didn't want to wait. I don't want to wait for greatness. I don't want to wait to be average, you know? So when I worked so hard and then I won that game and I had a great game and I won MVP, and the next day Syracuse offered me a scholarship, I was on the bus. And then they called me, and I was just like, man, this is crazy. you know? So it was, but in the same time, it was crazy, but in the same token, I was like, all right, you gonna wish you offered me earlier. But I'm gonna make everybody that didn't offer me pay. Everybody that passed up on me is not gonna like it when I go up here. So I just use that as motivation.
That phone call that you got, who did that phone call come from?
Coach Ensemble. He with the Buffalo Bills, of course, we're on now.
When you look back on that phone call and you look back on all your time at Syracuse, one of the guys that's been involved on the coaching staff through it all was Tim Doust, and he's talked to me about you before and has talked to me about how proud he is of you, especially because of where you came from and everything you had to go through. What do you want to say to Tim Doust right now in this moment as you get set for the NFL Combine and your future?
Man, I love him, man. You know, we may not have always seen eye to eye, but that's, you know, as any father and any son anywhere, or any nephew and any uncle anywhere, you know. I appreciate all the extra time he put in. I appreciate that the reins that he gave me, the freedom that he gave me to work hard, to know that I'm not going to steer people in the wrong direction, and the leadership that he pushed on me, you know, to make sure that I led by example. and just, you know, I'm just thankful that he gave me the opportunity to be me. He let me be me and do it my way, and it worked for me, you know. So, yeah, I just appreciate that, and him being a great person, which he is, a phenomenal person and great father and husband. And I'm just, you know, I just want to thank him for everything that he's done for me over this past and caring for me the way he did.
In your last season, you get nominated as a captain, and you become one of the four captains for Syracuse. What did that mean to you to become a captain, and what does that say to NFL teams about you?
It meant a lot. It just meant that, you know, I had the support of not only my teammates, but the coaching staff. As a leader, as someone to look up to, someone that leads by example, someone that is going to, you know, help push this football team forward. As far as that goes, when it goes transfers to the NFL, I'm a guy that's going to go out there and work hard, extremely hard, and try to go out there and help them win football games, but also be a, you know, try to be a standout individual on and off the field. I'm not the most vocal leader all the time, I'm not going to lie, but, you know, there's no cookie-cutter way to lead. You know, you don't have to be, you know, the general in front of everyone on the horse, you know, with the speech every single time. You can just be that warrior that everyone knows about. So I'll just take that path if need be.
You're in a situation right now in this draft, Jay, that one of the fellow defensive linemen that you have across this country, Michael Sam, out of Missouri, a team that you went up against during your time at Syracuse, came out, and for the first time ever, he has stated, I'm homosexual, I'm going into the NFL draft, I want people to know who I am because I'm comfortable with who I am. To be the first player that came out and said that, the question has been across the NFL, could you be in a locker room with him? And that's my question to you, is how do you handle a situation like this, and do you think it changes anything about Michael Sam?
I think it's great that he did what he did, you know. It got more and more exposure, and you know, way more, you know, broadcasting than what it should have been, you know, I feel like. But, you know, it's good that he's comfortable who he is and he feels comfortable enough to tell everyone. You know, that's his, you know, that's what he wants to do with himself, you know, and I have, you know, nothing to say about that. That's him, you know. As long as he's happy with who he is, you know, and he's going there to do a job and he helps the team, whatever team he's on, be successful. That doesn't mean he's a bad person. That's just what he likes to do. That's his choice. You know, he's still going to be a great friend, a great player. And, you know, he's probably still a great person, you know. As far as going in the locker room goes, you know, as long as he's there to do what he does, and, you know, he doesn't make it uncomfortable for people, you know, then that's cool, you know.
Well, lastly, for you, Jay, is not really a question. It's just something that I want to say to you, and I look forward to the opportunity of getting to see you soon here before the NFL draft. But I, you know, we talk about people being who they are and not being afraid to say how they feel. And I want you to know, from every game that I watched, from every conversation we had, from shaking your hand walking by to when I saw you at Toby Keith's and, you know, shook your hand, gave you a hug at the beginning, before the season even started, that I remember, I've talked to over 300 sports figures in my life, and there's people that when I walk away from a conversation something sticks with you, it lingers with you. I always try to treat everybody original, different, individually. And I don't know any other easier way to say this than, you know, I would be honored to someday be able to call you a friend. I would be honored for you to think of me that way in some way, because you're one of the best people I've ever met, because you're one of the most honest people I've ever met. You appreciate what you do, and when I was around you, you could sense the happiness, and it kind of made me say, you know what, you need to smile and be more like yourself. So I could tell you one of the greatest moments that I ever had was bumping into you at Toby Keith's and shaking your hand, giving you a hug, and just having that, you know, realization that I wasn't the only one that care about the players and care about the people out there around the country, but that some of those players turn around and care about me too. So, you know, to be your friend, to be someone that we can talk 10 years down the road, no matter what you're doing, would probably, well, I know it would be one of the biggest honors of my life. And I feel like you should know that from me.
Well, I appreciate that, man. It means a lot, you know. Just, you know, I feel like, you know, don't put on the front for people. If you are who you are, you know, being honest and being real is probably the best thing you can be. They're going to like it. They're going to like it. If not, they're going to not. You ain't got to be around them. So I'm thankful for that, you know, and that's a great thing for you to say, man. And it'd be my pleasure, man. It's no problem.
Well, I appreciate it, Jay, and I know that you're getting ready for that NFL Combine, and I know I'll be talking with you after everything goes on there, and I truly hope that you have a safe trip and that everything goes well for you, and I look forward to the opportunity to talk with you after that, and I hope everything goes well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I would like to thank my special guest here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, Jay Bromley. Once again, former Syracuse Orange defensive lineman, very successful career with Syracuse. No matter who he went up against, every single season, continue to get better and go after all of the quarterbacks, no matter where they're ranked nationally, who's talking about them, their team. Jay Bromley always rose to the occasion, especially as he grew throughout his time at Syracuse University. Talked with Tim Douse, the defensive line coach, and he's told me how proud he is of Jay Bromley, and that Jay Bromley, in a good way, deserves everything he gets. His former teammate, Jerome Smith, also at the NFL Combine, running back as an NFL prospect, said the same thing that Tim Dow said, that Jay Bromley deserves everything that comes his way in a positive way. Whatever's coming his way positively is what they believe he should have. And you got an opportunity to learn more from Jay, things that you might have never known before. And I truly cannot thank Jay Bromley enough. And now you also know how I feel and what Jay Bromley has meant to me as a human being and how he's treated me by listening into this show right here on WakeUpCallDT.com. And I truly appreciate you sharing the time. And, of course, I thank Jay for sharing some more time with me, and truly means a lot to me. I would also like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt. You heard from them during the show. Located on 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard in DeWitt, minutes from Syracuse University. Please head over there, try them out. If you've never been to Carvel, seriously, I mean, what's going on? If someone says to you, have you ever had a piece of ice cream cake, and you say no, or you say yes, but not Carvel, you're missing out. Carvel is the ice cream cake. They are the home when it comes to anniversaries, parties, whatever's going on, holidays, special moments, weddings. When it comes to showing a loved one how much you care and you want to do something special, something simple, something nice for them, head over to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street for this Valentine's Day. My fiance, she's always loved Hello Kitty, and so I gave her a very special Carvel cake that has her favorite character on there. So, you know, you never lose the child at heart. Some people like Cookie Puss and all the Fudgy the Whale, things that have been around with Carvel for so long, and then you can make your own individual like I did for my fiance. So it could be anything that you're thinking of off the top of your head. Carvel DeWitt will try and do their best for you to make that come alive. I've never left Carvel DeWitt with a cake that I wasn't happy with a sundae that I didn't like, and I want to thank Jay Cartini and his staff for doing that. They're what makes it possible. The Carvel product is great. But Carvel DeWitt goes one step further and makes things even better by the way that they treat you and how they do what they do, how they create everything they do. Fresh, handmade, daily are the ice cream cakes. Make sure you head out to Carvel DeWitt. I also want to give a special thanks to Dreisig Apparel, who helps me look good whenever I go out to a game or do an interview, whenever I'm out there in the professional world. Dreisig Apparel outfits me well, helps me to look good and feel good and be comfortable in the clothing that I'm wearing by providing the polo shirts that I have for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, as well as helping me to feel comfortable when I'm relaxing, going out and doing a fan event, or giving something away with the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora t-shirts and hats. And I'm happy to be featuring for the Syracuse fan base the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora for the first time ever orange and blue t-shirts that you'll be able to get at upcoming events. So make sure you get prepared for those and get yourself one of those that you can go and wear at a game, not only at the Carrier Dome, but on the road and in the ACC tournament and the NCAA tournament. So make sure that you get out to our events. Stay tuned to wakeupcalldt.com as well as facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and Twitter @CallDT. That's CallDT to find out when those events are happening and how you can get yourself an orange and blue special Wake Up Call with Dan Satora t-shirt in support of the Syracuse Orange fan base. So make sure you get to that. And of course, the original white and the original hot pink that we have to give away that we've had for years, thanks to Dreisig Apparel. Let them outfit your event, your business, your team, whatever it may be. Dreisig Apparel, head there. It's dreisigapparel.com. That's Dreisig Apparel.com. All one word. Check them out. I've used them for years. I've trusted in them to represent my business, something that I care about so very much. They can help you to represent what you care about so much by going to Dreisig Apparel. com. I also want to thank DreisigLady.com, Dreisig Lady.com. That commercial will be coming up very soon. Make sure you look out for the unveiling of the DreisigLady.com commercial exclusively first right here on Wake Up Call DT.com. And it's basically just in addition to Dreisig Apparel, this is the lady line, the bamboo line that helps you have comfortable, relaxing clothing, and the athletic line when you're out there working out, going for a jog, taking care of the kids, whatever it may be for the businesswoman, the stay-at-home mom, the student, the teacher, whoever you are. When you're a female and you want to feel good in the clothing, and let's face it, every woman wants to feel good in the clothes she's wearing, wants to feel confident in the clothes she's wearing, and wants her clothes to be able to move with her. Without her having to go home and change and go through all these wardrobes, she wants to be able to wake up in the morning, put the clothes on, go throughout her day, and enjoy her day and feel comfortable as your day gets busy, because any woman is a working woman, and I respect you all. Head to DreisigLady.com, and I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed with their brand, with their company, and what they offer you, all the women out there that I respect. DreisigLady.com, that's Dreisig Lady.com, and keeping with the internet, FanHands.com. You heard from them, the ultimate sports fan accessory. Our fan hands. You heard me clapping at the beginning of the commercial. Fan hands enhance your clap. When you're on the road at an event, let's say you're going out and you're seeing your team on the road, and there's 100 of you, and there's 10,000 of the home team. When there's 100 people with fan hands on, all of a sudden 100 people sounds like over 1,000 and continues to go exponentially with the more people that you have. So when it comes to wanting to be loud on the road, at home, in the tournament, wherever you may be, outdoors, indoors, FanHands.com will outfit you by slipping on a pair of fan hands. That's all you need. You never have to lose your voice again screaming. You clap like every single person does. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. Do it with FanHands.com, and your team will not be disappointed knowing that you're supporting them wherever they go. I also want to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse on the third floor of Destiny USA. If you haven't been there, you have to go out and check out Pole Position Raceway. When I say check out, I'm not saying just watch the racers go by. I'm saying get in one of your cars and make it happen. It goes up to 45 miles an hour. You can go as fast as you want to, as slow as you want to. I'll admit, when I started out, had to slow it down a little bit, had to get to know the track a little bit. But this, if you've ever been to Walt Disney World and you've been on test track, this is what it reminds me of. Except for, nobody's running the ride for you. You are the ride. You're in control. It's so much fun. I'm looking at the opportunity of having my groomsmen go over there, because you can have up to 10 people on the track, and I have 7 groomsmen for my upcoming wedding. I'm looking to take them all out and have the 8 of us go on the track, race around together. You could take a bachelorette party. You could take your business. If you just hired a bunch of interns, or you hired a bunch of workers and you want to have a team building exercise, or if you have a kids party, or if there's a snow day, and you had Bobby stay over with your son Tim, and Bobby and Tim are looking for something to do, take them over to Pole Position Raceway. Or if you have the girls all together for a party, and you have your little 7-year-old, and Stacy has 7 of her friends, and she wants to do something different, Mommy, well, guess what? Take her over to Pole Position Raceway. Get Stacy and her friends in the car. They'll have a great time. It's truly different. It's exhilarating. It really is so much fun, because it brings out the kid and the adult. And obviously the kid gets to be a kid and live out a dream of theirs, maybe. Or maybe they never thought about getting out on a track, and this is something that's their first time to do it. But I'll tell you, after you do it a first time, you want to get back in the car and do it again. I can't thank Pole Position Raceway enough for getting me in the car for the first time and helping me to really get what they're doing and get the whole experience. Because like I've told you before, I will never promote a product or a service that I don't use myself or don't believe in. I definitely think Pole Position Raceway, after sitting in the car and going around the track, once you do it, you want to do it again. It's not a one-time deal. You want to go back. You're going to be that repeat customer, because it's just a lot of fun. And to be completely honest, there's nothing else like it, so you can't simulate it anywhere else. You get to be the driver. Doesn't matter how old you are. So there you go, parents. Take your kids out. If they're going to be going for their licenses soon or their permits, put them on the track. Get them to feel it out a little bit. That way, if they bang into the side a little bit, you could say, hey, you know what? It's on this track. It's safe. We weren't on the streets of New York. We're right here, safe indoors. So it really is a ton of fun for anyone of any age, and you'll definitely want to head back again after you do it a first time. And finally, I want to give a special thanks to Salt City Billiards. They gave me the opportunity to rekindle one of my passions that I had as a kid that my dad helped me to really build, and that was shooting pool. Just being able to go out. I mean, think about it. How many sports can you go out, get yourself a drink, have some food, have good conversation, and still be playing the sport? You can't eat a cheeseburger while you're on the court with basketball. You can't get a salad when you're playing football on the field. But when it comes to shooting pool, you can get food, have that conversation, grab a drink, and just really, you know, you can rekindle friendships, make new friends, come out with the family, have a family reunion, bring your son out. And that's something that I really appreciate, is when a father or a mother brings their child out to just spend some time together, quality time, where you can actually talk to each other. I mean, this is not something like where you're sitting and you have to be silent. You're not in any of those areas. You're shooting pool. So there's that conversation that you can have where your attention is obviously playing the game, but you can also keep in touch with those that you care about. And I appreciate one of the dads I got to meet that brought his son out, and he said, you know, Dan, there's really not a lot for me to do with my son. There's not a lot of places that we can go. He's younger. So where do I take him? And he decided to go to Salt City Billiards. He met me. We started talking, and he said, you know, because of you, we're going to come back here. And they have. They've come back for weeks, and they've spent that quality time together. And that means the world to me, that my dad brought me out to play pool when I was a kid, and now someone else's father is bringing him out to play pool, and that I've gotten to meet that family, very nice family, that now they are going to have these memories, and I just feel very special. You know, I feel a part of that. And Salt City Billiards allows you to have that. They allow you to build those memories, and they're constantly upgrading and changing things for the better. So that's a great part of it, is that when I met this father and son, this is when Salt City Billiards had looked the way that it had for years. And then they keep coming back. All of a sudden, there's more things going on. There's changes. There's additions. Everything that you're seeing at Salt City Billiards is upgrading it even more so. So you think about going there, shooting pool, having a good time, and now you get to enjoy even more and have even better experience of being at Salt City Billiards. And you can find Salt City Billiards right on Brewerton Road. It's 3707 Brewerton Road, right by the airport, right when you get off 81, minutes from 81 as well as Northern Lights. You'll find it on 3707 Brewerton Road, Salt City Billiards. Truly a place where you can rack them up and have a great time. Thank you so much to everyone that's been a part of my family, everyone that has believed in Dan Satora Broadcast Media, not only my partners, but with you as well, my family, my friends, my listeners who have become friends, many of you. Thank you so much for all of the love, all of the support, and believing in me and coming to me for these stories. I can't thank you enough for being a part of my history, my life, most importantly, my passion, what I love doing. I never work a day in my life. That's the beauty of it. And I thank God for that every single day above all things. So take care of yourselves. Be well. Make sure you download the app onto your smartphone. It's on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, Sports DT. That's SportsDT. You can also find me on Facebook once again, facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. On YouTube, youtube.com/wakeupcalldt. And on Twitter, @calldt. That's CALLDT. So plenty of ways to get involved. Make sure you have them all ready to go so that when the information comes out, you'll be the first one to it. And thank you so much for caring about what I do. I appreciate it. And I care about you all. God bless you. Be well. And we'll talk very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports truly meets life.